I'm also having Ohan sit in, just because he knows the guest in question that we're going to have on tonight. Say hello.
Well, yeah, I'm in. What do you want?
Oh, my.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the First Podcast. My name is Lars, your main host and editor-in-chief. I'm here with my co-host, as always, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. I'm also here with the shadow of the First Podcast, Chris.
It's me.
Yep, he does that weird version of the intros now. Tonight, we're actually joined by a special guest. He's a... Who actually is the who is Chuck Nunn? Who is that?
That's me.
Guess you have to find out.
Welcome to the episode, Chuck Nunn.
What up?
And thank you for joining us. I would like to ask a couple kind of boring questions, but they've been kind of eating at me. Number one.
But we're all out of time.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us. Signing out.
Goodbye.
That was a funny joke, Chris. Joe. I almost called you Chris. Ooh.
You're like my dad calling me my brother's name.
Okay, let's organize this a little bit. Chuck, two questions for you just right off the bat before we get into kind of the meat of the episode.
Sure.
Number one, I've noticed you kind of have an aesthetic of, like, who's this guy? Is there a specific reason for that, or is that just kind of how you decided to angle your character?
No, I actually did that to provoke wonder, basically, so people would look it up.
Ah, yeah, I remember there was a thing with that. Do you know the Gym Class Heroes?
I've heard of them.
Okay, never mind. I'm not going to bark up that tree. But also, why Chuck Nunn?
I don't know. It just sounded cool, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't really have like a super cool story to that.
You mentioned earlier, you said, oh, I'm Chuck Nunn, as in none other.
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe that was... part of
funny.
It, but
no, some people are just like none other.
Did it have anything to do with the martial arts weapon nunchucks, or was that just
no? That's actually
thing?
Yeah, it does, and I just switched the words, real creative.
Oh, so Chuck nunchuck nunchuck.
Yeah, and switch the spelling, because if it was spelled N-U-N Chuck, then I'd probably have a bunch of like church people following me. No offense to people, you know, religious people, but. That'd be funny.
Yeah, it's just not really your brand from what it seems.
Yeah.
I don't sense heavy religious themes in your work.
No.
I do. I sense heavy religious themes in the work.
They're just really like hidden in that you have to really dig for them to find the hidden. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So, Chuck, for people who may not know who you are, can you explain a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I make music. That's pretty much it. I mean, It's what I show everybody is that it's electronic music, but I really do a bunch of other shit too that I'm going to be, like putting more into my electronic music, like playing instruments and singing, but primarily known as a DJ in the convention community.
I think Chris knows you through those conventions. Is that the case, Chris?
Yeah, I met him at there was a Attack on Titan, live action world premiere. And afterward, they had an after party, and I went to there, and I was like, wow, this DJ is really good. I'm like able to move really easily to his beats and stuff. So I went up, and you gave me your card, actually. So this was like 4 years ago, and I'm identical.
Holy.
So I don't expect
damn.
You did. What?
Is this just like a while back or something? Or
yeah,
sounds like it. 4 years ago. Jeez.
3 or 4 years ago.
Time flies. Wow, that's so what kind of music do you usually play, just to give the audience just a quick picture at least before we get started?
Any hype EDM, really, just whatever I like to play that's heavy. So
okay.
Hard ass dubstep, hard ass electro, hard ass hard style metal.
Oh, okay.
What about hard ass country?
Hard ass country, dude. If I could find it at the right BPM, I'll fucking mix that shit in too.
All
I'm
right.
Listening to your SoundCloud. It sounds really good. I like it.
Thanks, dude.
Can you pay attention to the episode, Joe, instead of listening to SoundCloud?
I am paying attention to the episode. We're having a guest on, and I'm listening to the guest's music on SoundCloud. How is that not paying attention?
Isn't your mic going to pick that up?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not hearing anything other than everyone's voices.
Discord actually kind of cuts some of that out automatically.
That's dope. So,
yeah, this is a really cool platform. We switched here from Skype because Skype is...
What did you say to me, Joe?
No, I was telling Lars to shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay, we're cool.
Yeah, just a gag.
The gag is just you just being rude?
The gag is that me and Lars are rude to each other. We say things you wouldn't normally say to your friend. Or would you?
Well, you know. It's more you than me.
Chuck, you ever tell your friends to shut up?
Nah.
Yeah,
it's kind of a Joe thing.
Not unless I'm fucking pissed, dude. Like, if I'm being serious and I'm real mad, then maybe. But I feel like it's really rude.
All right, well, that's sort of the aesthetic that's going on.
By the way, Ohan wanted to say hello. He's a big fan of you.
Hi, Ohan.
can I have your underwear?
My underwear? The ones I'm sitting in right now? I'm only in my underwear. Yeah.
I need
sure.
That's all he's got, dude. Sure. He's down to nothing at that point.
It needs to be signed too.
Oh, holy shit,
Ohan!
I didn't realize how big of a fan.
Maybe.
You never want to be invited back, Ohan.
But don't wash it.
Oh my god!
Oh god!
This sounds like some Patreon shit, dude.
Oh, that gives me an idea.
Idea.
I've got it. Heard of people taking pictures and stuff and selling it later.
Oh yeah, dude, the first podcast underwear. I could see it.
That can be our thing. Every guest that we have on,
we can hire another intern and have that be their job.
Sort producing the dirty underwear.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah. He'll be like Cosmo from that one Fairly Odd Parents episode.
Oh.
In which he sells his dirty I must have missed that episode.
In which he goes on a podcast and sells the guest dirty underwear. Yeah,
he goes on a bicycle elliptical and makes sweat for lemonade.
Wow. That actually sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, but that's not selling underwear.
Wow. No, that's selling sweat.
Fairy sweat sounds like some designer drug you get in San Francisco. did that episode really happen, Chris? That sounds like that's not true.
Basically, I think they're selling lemonade and it's selling really well because they dip Cosmo's sweaty socks in the lemonade.
Oh yeah, that was an episode.
Oh, so we weren't completely pulling that out of your ass.
Okay. That was an episode, but he doesn't go on Discord and sells the.
Oh yeah, so he was kind of half line. Okay.
Yeah.
Unwashed underwear.
So, Chuck, you mentioned that you're kind of a nerd in some of your social media, and basically everyone here is also pretty much a huge nerd. Are you a much of a gamer? I know you have a Twitch channel.
Actually, I'm not very much of a gamer. I mean, some people, I don't know, some people think I am, but I don't really think I am whenever I talk to people who play all the time. But lately I have been playing a lot more because of the Switch, and Let's Go Pikachu just came out and it's taken over my life the past week and a half, however long it's been out.
Do you guys know what that is, by the way?
Like a VR kind of thing, right?
No, it's just a redoing of Pokemon Red and Blue.
Nintendo doesn't have VR.
Yeah, that's not their thing.
You're triggering me, Joe.
Sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you, Ohan.
It's kind of like a version of Pokemon Red and Blue, but more Pokemon Go themed. I'm not really sure can you explain how it works?
It doesn't seem so much Pokemon Go to me, other than actually catching the Pokemon. It does seem like Red and Blue version with updated graphics. Obviously it plays kind of like the Game Boy Advance versions of the game, and and you could still fight Pokemon, but only if you're if one attacks you or if you get challenged by a trainer. Other than that, it's just you're actually catching the Pokemon like Pokemon Go.
So you're just throwing Pokeballs at it and hoping for the best?
Yeah, when you come across a Pokemon, yeah. It's pretty much exactly like Pokemon Go.
Is it fun?
I think it's fun. I mean, I didn't think the idea of the game was really cool until I found out that it does play like Red and Blue version instead of playing like Pokemon Go. I like that you could actually get in battles with other trainers and stuff like that instead of just running around catching Pokemon.
So the goal of the game is to basically battle the Pokemon and go to the gyms like you normally would and kind of play it like an RPG?
Isn't it? Yeah, you go work out.
It's basically just like the older version.
Yeah, I think it's actually supposed to be based on the yellow game.
Like, it slightly varies from the story a little bit, but it's pretty much on par with the original
story. Is that the one where you walk around and you see the Pokemon and...
Well, you see the Pikachu back then, and I think that's kind of been expanded for this one.
Yeah, basically. So, blue and red version, while you're traveling through the grass, you don't see anything. You just like, and then, you know, Pokemon pops up and you fight him and catch him. And this
Wait,
one,
what
you
was can, that?
What?
Can you, what was that noise that you just made?
Oh, the.
Yeah, that never really made sense to me. Like, sometimes it'll be like a 20-foot tall Onyx or something. Like, usually not, I guess not in the grass. That'd be in a cave.
Hiding in like 1 foot tall grass. Yeah.
But.
So this one, you could actually see where the Pokemon are. They kind of like spawn randomly, which is weird, but you could see where they are. So you can avoid them if you don't want to catch anything.
That makes more sense.
Run into them if you want to catch them.
That's so more like, realistic. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not a super realistic game, but it's more so, I guess.
More than like...
Than it originally was, randomly. Yeah.
Like, how tall is this grass? Like, obviously it's shorter than the kid because... You can see him.
He can walk through it.
So theoretically, you should be able to see any Pokemon that's even remotely close to as tall as he is.
The thing about Pokemon, which you don't necessarily realize, is that most of them are really short.
Yeah.
Like, if you look up at how tall they actually are, like, Charizard's like 5'7" or something.
Yeah, but...
Like, he's not that big. You'd expect him to be like 20 feet or something.
Hey, Chuck None?
Yeah.
If you had to name a Pokemon that would cause the most damage... If it was a real life species, what Pokemon do you think would cause the most damage, like to the environment?
Like, I just have to pick a Pokemon that I think is going to be more the most destructive, or what would I name that Pokemon?
No.
Yes.
Like,
well, let's well, let, the no, most yeah, destructive. Not name a new Pokemon. Yeah, and let's the question we've asked this a couple times. Let's stick to the first 150, just so you don't have to sit there and like. Think through all 900
right
plus.
That's actually pretty much all I know too. I don't know like hardly anything past the first 150 except for like Cyndaquil, but I think that's like this the second 150 or whatever. Yeah,
I
anyways
Cyndaquil too.
Man, that's kind of hard to pick because like some of them you would say are like really destructive, or they could be, but they're not like aggressive, versus some that are. I'd say if like maybe Dragonite became a zombie and just like let loose on the whole world, it would be Dragonite.
Well,
we're not talking like zombie versions.
Yeah, are we gonna allow it? Because zombie versions adds a whole new element to this, which could be interesting. I
mean,
suppose.
If we're just making up like new versions of Pokemon, you know, why not the like, Pikachu that can, you know, like a ghost Pikachu.
Yeah, like why not the Pikachu where, like, if you see it, you die. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Zombie is kind of a... I think I saw Ohan's blip there, by the way. I think he did want to get a word in.
Yeah, I actually had an idea for a Pokemon game, which I actually thought... it's kind of surprising that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, bitch.
So, basically, it's a Pokemon game where you get to choose a faction between Team Rocket, Team Magma, Team whatever, and you play as the bad guy.
That would never work. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I want to be a bad guy. Okay. But also a real life Pokemon that would do a lot of damage, it's Phil Swift. All right.
It's what?
Phil Swift from Flex.
I don't even know what that is. I think I would just pick Mewtwo if it's a regular Pokemon.
Mewtwo's a good answer at that point, just because it's like, I mean, how do you top
Mewtwo?
He's
powerful and he's like kind of evil.
We did have an answer though, which I think is correct of the first 150.
Well, we only did the first 40 so far.
Yeah, but so far, I think that might be the winner, and it's Ninetales.
Ninetales. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Ninetales, if you... What were all the things? I know if you touch Ninetales' tail, you are cursed for 1,000 years.
Yeah, you're cursed for 1,000 years if you touch his tail. And I think Ohan's trying to distract us with links in the... In the Discord right now.
It's fucking Flex Seal, dude.
What was the one where he can control people's minds?
That's Ninetales.
He just controls anybody's mind.
Yeah, he can control Mewtwo's mind, so that's...
What? Really? You
know. Yep.
So here's the thing about Ninetales. It could be, and it lives for 1,000 years.
Yep.
So one Ninetales can basically be like the Illuminati. If anyone gets close enough to touch its tail, it'll curse them, and it can like control their mind too. I'm not sure. What does the curse do if it touches its tail?
Well, it's just like they actually didn't say what it was. So I'm guessing it's probably fairly severe.
Instant death.
Like, but besides that, even
it lasts like 10 times as long as you could feasibly even live.
Yeah. Imagine you're a Ninetales and you can just control people's minds, whoever you want. And you've got 1,000 years. You could like if it was
you
me,
could rule
I,
the
you know,
world,
like,
dude.
Go to, like, yep. Yeah. Go to find Donald Trump and just like control his mind. Find Vladimir Putin, control his mind. Like, you just change the world.
Yeah, just make him make out. Yeah.
Make him make out or something. Yeah.
I mean, like, that works too, I guess.
Or have them. Yeah.
Do that. I'm saying, like, fuck it. Fuck them.
That doesn't actually say anything. Oh, you want to have sex with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin at
once?
No, I'm
saying, like, to heck.
To heck? Ooh.
To heck.
Ohan, let me give you a chance, by the way. You were saying that you wanted a chance to play as the bad guys. What if it was done as an MMO?
I mean, it depends on what you mean by that, because if it's PvP, then it's kind of
MMO stands for massively multiplayer online.
But I mean, in theory or on paper, basically every Pokemon game is the same, right? I'm just gonna straight out say it. Like, every Pokemon game is the exact same crap, where you start off with 3 starters and then you go through the whole game and you hit the elite, you know, you beat the Elite Four or whatever. Make me a game where I can steal Pokemon. Make me a game where I can just be the bad guy, where I don't have to be good all the time. I can be good in real life, right? Like, you know, like games like Mass Effect, like, I thought were dull until I started being a dick to everyone. Then I was like, this story's interesting, you know? So that's just me. So
you enjoy games Pokemon. Where you can be a bad person.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say, if you like being a dick, maybe. I like playing games where I'm like happy and I'm nice and good things happen. Kind of lame.
Well, I think it's kind of the
Pikachu and blast off.
So you just want to role play as Team Rocket. That's Ohan's ultimate fantasy here, is what he's saying.
That's what it sounds like.
Chuck, you were saying you're not really much of a gamer otherwise. What else do you actually do?
Whenever I'm not playing a game that I'm on, which is like really rare, I'm working on music or on social media, creating content, whether it be videos or photo shoot or just working on new stuff I could put on my social media, if not hanging out with friends.
Are these projects that are related to the tracks that you do or the recordings, or are they just like separate projects that you do?
I kind of feel like everything is just tying into people seeing what I do besides, you know, just content. I am ultimately trying to get more eyes to look at my music, or, you know, so they can listen to my music.
Where do you tend to play?
Conventions a lot. I'll do a lot of conventions. I do the live stream thing a lot. I actually do that on my Facebook, my Twitch, and on a media group's Facebook called Nerdbot.
It seems to me like you have this natural synergy with conventions. Why do you think that is?
Because I like nerdy stuff too in music. I feel like if I were to do that in a club, it won't really happen the way it would at a convention.
Yeah, I remember Ohan had mentioned something called Geek Meet. And so what would be the difference between just like a normal club and something like the Geek Meet?
Geek Meet's actually kind of a mix between a club and a convention, because there's a lot of like convention goers that go to it, and then there's a lot of like local people who just are bar hopping. So that's where I kind of have to play in between. I have to play like top 40 stuff and nerdy stuff. At a convention, I feel like it's kind of more like party mode. I could kind of do whatever I want, which what I like to do is just EDM and like video game stuff.
Can you give an example of, so you're saying you would just play like songs from games, or what do you mean by just more nerdy stuff?
Like remixes of video games, like Pokemon or something from a TV show, like King of the Hill or something like that. I feel like I could play whatever I want at a convention, and everybody is there from all different kinds of fandoms, and everyone's going to like enjoy everything. for the most part.
So, Joe, I think we should probably throw some hypotheticals at him.
Yeah.
One of our traditions on the show is we have a few standard questions that we like to ask our guests, and they're just kind of thought-provoking, just hypothetical scenarios. Yeah. And
so this is the first one that we normally do. Boxers mm-hmm. or briefs?
That's not true.
Oh, dude, that's tough because I wear boxer briefs.
Oh, boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Chuck, you got to commit, dude. That's weak.
Okay.
Oh, I wear boxer briefs.
If I had to wear boxers or briefs, it would be boxers.
Yes, that's the correct answer.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta have room for it. I don't know. I feel like
briefs are suffocating.
Yeah, yeah. I was just gonna say you want to breathe.
To the extent that your penis can suffocate, yeah, I think that's kind of a good way to put it.
Your dick and balls.
Can we actually ask them the real questions though?
Well, I have one more question about the boxers or briefs. No, I'm just kidding. Let's move on.
He has many questions about the boxers and briefs. So
let's make this whole episode about boxers or briefs,
and then sell them.
What brand do you wear?
Maybe we can get a MeUndies sponsorship through this.
Hanes or Fruit of the Loom?
I don't have a preference.
I hate Fruit of the Loom.
Why?
I don't think it's comfortable. I think that they, whenever I'm wearing Fruit of the Loom underwear, it's just like, they designed it not quite for a human.
By the way, I think Fruit of the Loom, doesn't that mean penis? Like,
yeah, Fruit of the Loom, like your nads.
I think that's what that means, actually. Wow. I never really thought about it.
I've never thought about that
it
either.
Is the Fruit of the Loom is like the sperm, I think. The semen is the Fruit of the Loom.
I don't think that's the case.
that's I a don't little know. Excessive. I don't know. I assume. No.
All right, I'll go ahead and drop a hypothetical on you because we kind of got off track. Okay, so let's say that you were dropped back. No, let's do a different one. Let's say that someone shows up at your door right now, and they're like, you got to stop the podcast because I have something for you. And they drop 20,000 tons of Nutella at your doorstep. And they're
Is it in its container or... Or it's just spilling everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of curious. What if it was? My question was going to be, what would you do with it? And now I'm kind of curious. Like, would there be a difference with what you would do with it based on whether it was one giant shipping container of it or whether it was just like many, many jars?
If there was many, many jars, I think I would definitely keep all of them and just use them if I can.
20 million pounds.
Oh shit, that wouldn't even fit in here, dude. Could I just put it like in a capsule like Dragon Ball and just, you know, use it whenever I want?
No, there's no superpowers, dude.
Yeah, you can't just
go into every hypothetical and be like, well, what if I have superpowers and I can avoid this problem altogether?
Yeah, but like how did they even get it here?
They dropped it off like overnight.
A series of trucks.
Wow.
A series of ducks.
I think I would put it online for people to come pick it up. Free Nutella.
That's what a lot of people say. They just want to start like the donation fund for if you really need unhealthy peanut butter like chocolate snacks.
What if what if it was loose Nutella?
Fuck.
Just in a pile.
Like not even in a tub.
I don't know. Just loose. It's just fell from the sky, just Nutella everywhere.
It's a real problem at that point.
More like they unloaded it from a series of trucks just onto your front lawn and it's like dripping down the street.
So you just have to wait there for like 8 hours while they keep doing that and you're just like, stop.
Right?
You're calling the police. Like,
I think I would initially freak out and maybe try to call the police if the police got there and they're like, we don't know what the fuck to do. I think I would ultimately just give up on being angry and eat some of it and then worry about it later, I guess.
Then maybe move away at that point.
Move away. Yeah.
Yeah. What if the police were like, oh, we're the people who arranged it. Here you go. As a prize for being a good citizen or something. Yeah.
I mean,
and you're like, I don't want it. And they're like, well, you know, you've got it. And they just leave.
Right.
When you get your lifetime supply.
There's not really anything I could do. I think I would just eat some of it and... I don't know. Try to figure it out after.
Would you try to swim in it?
I'd probably try to dive in it and then like suffocate and die.
Yeah, I was gonna say be like the consistency of quicksand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would recommend just dipping a toe in it, not diving all the way in. Just dip a toe and then take a look.
Check the temperature.
Yeah. okay. Joe, why don't you throw one at him? Actually, Ohan, can you throw a hypothetical at Mr. Chuck?
Not literally.
A hypothetical?
Literally, yeah. Ohan's not really good with the thinking, so this might be...
I'm not either. Tough. I'm so glad I'm not the host of this show.
If a tree falls in the woods and you want to run and hear it, would it make a sound?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
But Joe's wrong.
But if no one's there to hear it, does it exist?
Yes. Yes.
By the way, I'm going to just interrupt to say that my evening started out poorly because last night I went to Portillo's and I got an Italian beef sandwich and I forgot to refrigerate it last night.
And the mojito.
I was really looking forward to eating it.
I would be upset too.
And the mojito.
But it's been out for well over 12 hours.
Do you think it's still safe?
No. I don't.
I think you should try it.
It's not still safe. It's been in the danger zone.
I would eat it.
Just eat it. I think it's probably, you're not going to get botulism and die. You just might get a stomach ache.
Joe.
We're not going to eat it.
Joe, if you don't want it.
Give it to me.
Just save it for one of us.
You guys really think I should eat it?
No, give it to the guest. He's the guest. He has every right to it. You should treat him like a guest in the house.
Maybe we should have Rob answer a question.
Who's Rob?
I don't know who Rob is. He's just in the, he's
Robo
here.
Rob?
Yeah.
How do we know if he's even listening?
He's in the Discord channel listening. Well, because he can, he's typing now. He's
saying, "Sup, bitches."
So who is that?
Who is Robo Rob? Who is Chuck? No, who is Robo Rob?
Rob's one of the homies. He's a DJ too.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah.
Rob. He just kind of runs in the same circles or?
Yeah, just different part of the States.
Oh, okay. How do you guys know each other?
Through other DJs in the convention community.
Okay. You guys all kind of have like a tight little group there or I kind of imagined you want to stick together.
I guess. I mean, that's how it seems now that I'm making more friends like that, but I didn't used to have a lot of friends in that community. I was kind of like one of the only ones around. Even online, most of my DJ friends are not.
He says that you lather him with butter before each show. That's like.
Do you think it's safe to eat the sandwich?
I think it's safe to eat the sandwich. I think he's fine.
He's typing.
18 is different than 12.
It's
though,
been
Joe.
Like well over 12. It's been like coming up on like
oh
almost 20.
Does it have mayo? Of course it has.
No, it's just Italian beef. It's just literally just the bread and the Italian beef.
That's going to be kind of boring.
I think if you cook it in the pan, like, you'd probably be good.
Oh, yeah. If you recook it, it should be fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Just wipe it off with a napkin.
Wipe it off? There's nothing on it. It's
rinse
not like
it in
it's
some
got,
water,
like,
dude.
Like algae on it or something that I have to, like, wipe off.
Wait, there's algae on it? Maybe don't eat it at that point.
I'm saying it's not like there's algae on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to specify that it's
up,
a non-algaic.
Dude.
It's a non-algaic sandwich. There's nothing
just
to wipe
and,
off.
Just go ahead and fry it up. I think Chuck's correct here. I think that's right.
Just fry it up?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. Rob, what do you think?
I think Rob will agree with us. I think if you fry something, it's healthy again.
I think we should let him make up his own decision.
I think that's a weird way to phrase that. I think it's a different debate on whether frying anything is healthier or not.
Well, it's like, automatically healthier.
Once
obviously.
Food has gone bad, can you fry it to make it good again? Like,
of course. But how do you know if it's bad yet?
Well, it's
exactly.
Been,
just take a nibble.
The danger zone is like
take
more than 2 hours.
Just take a bite. Yeah, exactly. He's right. Rob says that it's going to burn out the algae.
There's no algae in it. It's like
well, no, yeah, not after you fry it.
There's like bacteria and stuff in there. Is that gonna like? I feel
bacteria
like it's not worth
is
it.
Pretty...
I already ate half the sandwich, and it was a $5 sandwich. Is this worth it for $2?
Was it from Subway?
Worth of sandwich?
I don't.
Oh, they stopped doing that.
I don't think the debate is monetary anymore, though, because you really wanted it earlier.
Rob says $2.50 is like a month of Pornhub. Do you pay for Pornhub, Rob?
That's weird.
That's
paying for erotic materials.
You know,
that's
it's
strange.
Free. you know.
Yeah, you realize that there's like an entire internet full of
all
like
of free porn.
naughty images and such. I mean, you don't have to pay for that. Do you pay for WinRAR as well?
Says he likes to support his friends.
Oh my god, fucking Rob is killing me, dude.
Wow, that's a good answer.
Jesus.
Yeah, good job.
All right,
by the way, speaking of Subway, Chris mentioned something, Chuck, that one of your signatures is to stream where you get the name of the restaurant wrong
all the time, like, no matter where I go.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that was actually one of the things that I was really excited for once I heard that, because that's like, I don't know if it's Joe specifically, but it's at least like my exact sense of humor, and like the sense of humor on the show.
Mine too. I fit in.
Yeah, we'll frequently just say things that are wrong for like just for no real reason. Just be like calling this like the PewDiePie podcast, or like referring to each other as the wrong name
or the wrong title.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or just like I don't know. I really like humor, which is just really how would you describe it, Joe?
Just wacky. You're just a silly guy.
Mm-hmm. Kind of makes me think of Patrick from SpongeBob, the episode where they're blowing bubbles and Squidward loses his shit and blows a giant bubble and it's a huge elephant and Patrick's laughing hysterically and he's like, it's a giraffe. I fucking died when I saw that episode, dude. The Obama cast.
You didn't really die though, did you?
No, well, maybe. You guys could be talking to my ghost right now.
Could be.
Oh, it's Zombie Dragonite. Okay,
I have a question.
I gotcha.
If the whole world...
Shut up, Joe, for a second.
Shut
I have
the
a
fuck
question
up,
for
Lars.
You, Joe.
I'm in the middle of
Joe,
asking a goddamn
Joe,
question.
Joe, let me ask the question.
All right.
Okay, so what do you think of the name ObamaCast?
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, especially if Obama isn't on the ObamaCast.
Yeah.
Chuck, if you ever start a podcast and you want some co-hosts, we'll start that with you. We'll call it the ObamaCast, and
dude,
people will be really confused.
We won't even talk about it.
Yeah, we won't talk about it at all. Or we could say like, oh yeah, he's coming on soon. He'll be on in a few minutes.
Sorry, guys. He just canceled an hour late. Maybe next time.
Okay. Let's move things
I have another on. Hypothetical question. Let's say there was like an atomic bomb that went off and everybody on the whole planet's dead. And there's like some type of afterlife that we're all living out now. Would you want to know that everybody died and that this is some type of afterlife? Or would you not want to know, or you wouldn't care?
And just wonder where everybody's at?
No, like everything's the same, but technically everyone's dead. And then it turns out the afterlife is exactly the same. Would you want to... Does that make sense?
Would I want to know that everyone died?
Yeah, like that this is like a weird afterlife. Or would you, I guess it wouldn't make a difference, huh? Because everything's
the
same.
No, it would.
I think it would make a difference.
If at least to give you some perspective on your universe, I think that would make a difference.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like I would end up being like Will Smith in that one movie with the...
Oh, that one movie.
Yeah, the Will
Smith monsters
movie.
That come out at night.
I Am
the
Legend.
Will Smith. Yeah, that one. I Am
basically
Legend.
Every movie he's ever been in. Just the Will Smith movie.
The Will Smith movie.
He just plays Will Smith. That's just kind of what he does.
No, but in that movie, he's like looking for survivors and he finds one. So I think if I didn't know, I'd be like hopeful that I would eventually find someone, where like if I knew everyone was gone, I was never going to find it. Like you would.
Wait, is Chuck dead in this scenario, or?
Well, everybody's dead and nothing changed.
Ah, okay.
So, like, the way the world is that everybody died in 2006 because 1,000 nuclear bombs went off.
Side note, by the way, VJ is online right now. Chuck, have you ever played The Elder Scrolls?
No.
Have you ever played
Skyrim
Spyro?
Is?
I have played Spyro.
Crash Bandicoot?
Yes.
Have you ever, like, heard of Skyrim, or like are you aware of what it is and stuff?
I kind of know what it is. I didn't play it though.
What
because
about,
I'm not really into that type of game.
What about the online version of
Elder Scrolls?
No,
I actually haven't
Lord
played
of the Rings online.
Lord of the Rings online.
No, I haven't played any games online, and unless it's like Mario Kart Racing.
Oh, okay. Is the creator.
We're just gonna say he's like the creator of all of them, and we had him on Saturday, so he may want to listen to that one when it comes out. He's like a kind of a dad in the video game industry to some extent.
He's very humble.
That sounds dope.
Yeah. And anyway, what were we talking about?
Sick.
Whether Will or not Smith? Chuck would want to know. Let's put it this way. Half of everybody, one out of two people, is an Android, and nothing changed. You could still reproduce with whoever, whatever, you know. But for some reason, half of the population is a robot. Would you want to know if you were a robot, or would you not want to know?
I think I would want to know.
Why?
Because I think I would end up finding out from someone later on and like freak out that the whole time I was a robot. Where like if I knew ahead of time, I could maybe like grow to live with it.
You would never find out from anybody else.
Like what would change in your head though? Like if you thought you were one, like would there be any difference? I mean, you'd still live your life. Nothing would really change, except you have a metal in your innards.
I don't really know. I mean, like, if you were just to live your whole life as an Android and that's all you really knew, then I guess it wouldn't hurt, right?
Yeah, it's better than living it as an iPhone, so, yeah. I mean,
here's another question. Would you want $2 billion? And I'm going to get to the catch right now, but just...
Oh, I thought you were just asking if you wanted $2 billion.
Right off the bat, just like a yes or no right there.
$2 billion sounds nice, right?
Right?
Yeah, it does.
Chuck, we can agree $2 billion, that's a nice prize?
Yeah.
What's the prize for?
So here's what you would have to do. You would have to live, 4,300 years? 4,300 years as a duck. Not one duck, a series of ducks. You would never experience a duck death, only the duck life. And then when the duck died, your consciousness would go to another duck for 4,300 years. At the end of the time period, you would just be a human again right now, right here, and you would have the $2 billion.
Not down.
Yeah?
No.
Or no?
No, I'm super impatient. I would not do that.
Okay, what if it was a different amount of time? Like, what would be the longest you'd be willing to live as a duck for the $2 billion?
And it has to be at least 5 minutes.
At least 5 minutes.
Also, if your life depended on it.
Well, you know what, though?
That was
if you
a
were
good
to wake
pun,
back
though.
Up with your $2 billion with no memory of the duck, that time period would go by in an instant.
You could have the... You could. Yeah, that was the part B. Like, would you want to remember it?
Yeah, patience would not actually factor into this at all. Like you yourself would not experience it. You just suddenly like your consciousness would disappear for 4,300 years and you'd just be ducks.
And then if you wanted to remember it, it could be like a dream. Like for some reason, unbeknownst to you, you've got all this duck knowledge and duck wisdom.
Mm-hmm. You're the,
oh my God, dude.
Based on this graphic I'm looking at right now that Rob sent over. Ducks have, let's just say they're well endowed.
Yeah.
man, I don't want to answer it because my answer, you could apply to anything. And then that's like, no. So
your answer to every question ever is no.
No, the answer to this question is still going to be no.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Not even 5 minutes for billion.
I'd be a duck for 5 minutes. For $1 million,
you don't want the whole
stop.
You don't want the whole $2 billion. You just want $1 million.
Oh yeah, he's gonna give.
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean,
on our Patreon, yeah.
Like $2 billion would be cool, but like I would do.
But even better would be $1 million.
No. I'm just saying, like,
that's chump change. I'm after the $1 million.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just saying it wouldn't have to be $2 billion. Like I would live 5 minutes as a duck for like. $1 million.
I'm sure you
like,
do it for like 10,000.
I'd probably
000,
even do it for less.
Like,
yeah, if it's only 5
you know,
minutes.
We're willing to make it $2 billion in this hypothetical situation. So you might as well like take the higher amount. We appreciate that you know your honesty, but
so Chuck,
right? Yeah,
Chuck.
Rob would do it for $1. He's broke as fuck.
If it's the same
Shit.
If it's
the, by the way,
the same pay
I do
rate.
It for free just to see what it's like to be a duck. Like, how amazing would that be just to be a duck for 5 minutes?
Well, you know? Hold on here. If it's the same pay rate, if it's 5 minutes for a million, you could spend 83 hours as a duck. That's like, what, 4 days? And you'd still get the 2 billion.
I suppose.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, I'm not trying to do the math.
If you say so.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll let Chris is one of the interns. He can do the math for us. That's fine.
Yeah, it's like 83 hours if you get $1 million per 5 minutes.
Hey, Chris, can you do the following calculation? What is it? What is the hourly rate? What is the hourly rate when it's 2 billion over the 4,300 years? What does that come down to per hour?
And you can come back with this answer. Yeah. You don't have to
take as much time as you need. The whole episode, preferably.
Yeah, go away.
Jeez.
Just joking.
Hey, so I have a question.
Sure.
For Joe. Hey, Joe, when is the last time you cried?
Oh, God. When's the last time what?
When's the last time you cried? I cried this weekend.
The last time I had crepes? The last time I had crepes, I was in Paris.
Joe, answer the question. When was the last time you cried?
Well, the last time I cried from laughing was just today.
Like sadness. Crying from sadness.
From anything that wasn't positive, so sadness or anger.
I don't know. What about you?
Saturday? But I answered that before.
What happened?
You answered.
What was that? What was on Saturday? You okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know. I think the last time I cried from a negative response was maybe Saturday also.
What happened on Saturday? Let's not move on. Let's answer this.
God, I don't know. Let me think. Oh, Jesus. I'm not really remembering when the last time I cried was. All I'm remembering is. Actually, I'm crying right now.
Sorry. You are?
Wow. Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm crying right now. From this,
why are you crying?
Hey, Lars, you know our new assistant, Doug?
Yeah.
Doug apparently saw the parts of the episodes where you ask people, ask me if when the last time I cried. So he got everybody at work to ask me when the last time I cried was.
Oh, that's really great. I'm glad that everyone's harassing you with that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wait, Doug's not here.
So that whole day. At work, people kept asking me, hey, Joe, when was the last time you cried? And I was like, cried from laughing earlier today, I guess. And they didn't know that it wasn't like that. They were supposed to say no, crying from sadness. So they let me off the hook. And then I went up to Doug and I was like, hey, Doug, thanks for telling everyone to ask me that. And he's like, oh, did you overhear me? How'd you know it was me? I was like, nobody else would think to have everyone ask me that. It's obviously the assistant who knows the show.
That annoying tangent aside, by the way, we're talking about Weber Cooks in the general chat on Discord right now, and apparently Rob knows Steven Weber. He went to school with him. Didn't he turn out to be a sex offender, though? Like, didn't he get fired?
Damn.
Wait, how old are you, Rob? This guy looks like he's 100.
Yeah, and if you went to school with him, like, was that like a... Did you have a class with him or something? Did he ever ask you to stay after?
was it in college and he was like the old guy in the class?
I mean, these are questions that he can't answer because he's not on the call, but
he can type them.
Yeah, anyway.
All right.
Chuck, are you familiar with Weber Cooks?
No,
I have an answer.
Weber Cooks is not a channel, but it's just like a series of videos from WSU. Which I think is Wisconsin State, right? It's Steven Weber who does these really depressing videos of like cooking a meal for one. And this one, the one I linked to is just...
I have seen these.
Yeah, it's just him, like, he makes a killer chili and cheese nacho dip. And one of them, like, the ingredients are just like chili and nacho cheese, and he microwaves them and mixes them up, and that's the recipe. And a lot of people like they found these and they layered like sad music in the background of them to make it like even more kind of really sad and pathetic. I highly recommend binging on Weber Cooks. Once you're off the episode, it's very rewarding.
So yeah, Chris apparently has the answer. Check it out.
Chris, the answer to what?
$2 billion over 4,300 years. How much is that per hour?
I rounded a bit.
I need an exact answer.
We need an exact answer. So come back when you have that.
Back to the lab.
All right.
All right. And I'm going to mute him so he actually takes the time to do that.
Thanks, Chris. Let us know when you have the exact answer.
So, Chuck, let's say that someone wanted to actually listen to your stuff, by the way. Do you have any recommendations for tracks that you're particularly proud of, or, you know, just maybe a mix that you did that was particularly hype?
For mixes, I'd say probably the streams more than the SoundCloud, because I don't really update that with mixes if I could just stream them. As far as tracks go, probably just the latest one that's on there. I mean, because I like all the stuff I'm working on more now, like the stuff I'm working on now more than the stuff that I have on there, because it's old.
I kind of feel that way about our old episodes of the show. Like, they have their charm, but the seams really show in comparison.
Yeah. Like, they're kind of cringy.
And then in the first few episodes, Joe actually, he didn't know that he was supposed to talk out of his microphone, the other way. So he was just talking into the back of his microphone for a while. Yeah.
Nice. So it sounded like he was across the room the whole time.
I thought it was the front of the microphone. And then I was like, wait a second. And I, like, I'm testing it. I was like, Lars, I've been talking out of the back of the microphone.
Oh man, that's fucking gold.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
What happened?
I'm sorry, guys.
He does this gag every time. He's gonna pretend like he hasn't been recording this entire time. Just ignore it.
I have not been recording this entire episode.
He'll try to justify it each time.
Are you guys ready to... I'm so sorry.
He's already kind of like, his voice is warbling a little bit.
So the last time he cried is gonna be right now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, guys. I have not been recording.
He's crying now because of that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I've let you down.
Shit.
Yeah. What a wuss.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
I really was recording. So.
Nice.
Well, yeah. That's the
gag.
Gag.
You got us.
Very hesitantly. That's a real knee slapper, Joe. It's a good thing they don't come to the show for Joe's
for
jokes.
The Joe gags.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my god, dude. These memes are ridiculous.
Thanks for posting that picture again, Rob.
Rob, can you go ahead and can you be a text guest on all our episodes and just provide memes
dude,
for the
this
chat?
Is very good, Rob.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know we needed this role.
By the way, Rob, you never answered the question. You said you went to school with this guy who's like 1,000. Did that make you like 1,000?
Did you interact with him outside of a classroom setting?
Oh, not school with him.
Oh, so you guys hung out outside of class. Outside
so this
of
is a guy that you met around the school
just,
yard.
Some dude that was just there.
This is some guy you met around the school yard.
Yeah. He was like, hey Wildcats. Well, he'd just say, hey, Wildcat, because you were one person.
And you then, go up to you and go, hey, Rob, I've been watching you.
Yeah, from a distance.
And no, Chris,
no,
we're not
Chris,
talking,
we're not
about,
talking
you.
About you. We're
Chris,
talking
do you have that number for us yet?
Yeah. I'm going to kick you off the channel if you don't have it yet, Chris. Just come on. He came on the department show, Weber Cooks. I guess in many different ways, that's true.
He came on the show?
Yeah. His show is called Weber Cooks.
Oh man.
I kind of wish there was a way to like subtitle the show somehow so that like people could see the chat as it goes. Maybe we can set that up with the Discord bot at some point. Joe, do you know how to do that? You're the resident Discord expert.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I'll ask Ohan then.
Hey, Ohan. Rob, how old are you? Like 26?
Shit, I wish I was 26.
I wish, yeah. That's too old for Joe. All right, so don't worry about it. You guys are both 26. It was in the cards. You guys said Rob said you guys are gonna do a collab.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Rob's super fucking sick. Oh, you guys have already done it.
No, we're going to start working on that soon.
Oh, okay. What are you guys gonna like? What kind of music are you gonna make it?
Electro.
Oh, okay.
Some
just
throwback
like,
electro.
Like, just classic electro. Okay. Yeah. I used to be really into electro when I was in high school.
Some like
I,
old actually, knife party sounding to... electro.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That could be amusing, I suppose.
It's gonna be fucking sick, dude. I'm hyped.
Yeah. What's his DJ name, by the way?
Robo Rob.
Robo Rob?
Yeah.
Okay. So look forward to Chuck Nunn and Robo Rob in their newest banger, Weber Cooks.
Fuck coming out, yeah.
You should make it Weber Cooks,
dude.
That's actually
I'm kind of
ironically a really good idea.
I'm kind of down. Yeah. That would
all
be
right.
funny.
What else should we talk about? Is there anything you were really looking to discuss while you're on here, or you know, we always want to give the guests a chance to get into the topics they want to get into.
No, I'm kind of just here like whatever you guys want to talk about pretty much.
Do you have any bad date stories?
Oh, yeah,
ooh,
that's a good one.
Dude, yes. There was this one time I was dating this girl for like, I don't know, maybe like a month. We go out for a handful of dates. I think maybe like 6 or 7 dates. The last date, we went to the Griffith Observatory. We're leaving. We're on the way to dinner. And I'm just talking about like music because that's like my life outside of work and like seeing friends and she's like, can you talk about something other than music? And I was like, fucking done, dude. This is the last date. We're not going out anymore. I mean, of course I said all of that in my mind, but yeah, that was the end of that.
Well,
fuck that.
So out of curiosity, would you say that you were talking about it too much, or do you think you were bringing it up a reasonable amount considering it's a large part of your identity?
The second one.
Okay. So that's kind of bad in the sense that it just wouldn't set a good precedent. Cause like she got annoyed with your life very quickly.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any
good date stories?
Do you have any like date horror stories? Cause we've told some bangers on the air.
The old co-host Alexis's worst date was like this guy was into like
he just brought up that he was like a pedophile and stuff and yeah. like yeah it was yeah weird. Yeah
he revealed that on their second date or something and then like refused to leave her house or something too. There was like
holy shit. No,
and then he started like sniffing her like and then, yeah, it was a whole ordeal.
Yeah, he had, like, a complete personality change when he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, completely
like,
unstable.
He was obsessed with his weight. Like, he kept jumping on the scale to, like, check to see if he had lost
you
weight.
You should listen to that episode. Which episode was that? Wasn't it the first one she did?
I think it was a series of record scratch moments. I'll link it to him at some point.
Yes, a series of record scratch moments. Just, that was one of, I think that was one of the most entertaining episodes.
I think we should actually link to the timestamp of that episode because people who are tuning in now may not be familiar with some of the older stuff. We should, that's a date story worth hearing if there's any.
That is yeah. by far like the most entertaining segment at that point on our show, but it was only our second episode.
But yeah, to answer that in short, no, I don't think I've had any dates that were like, holy shit, crazy that just like stuck with me.
Okay. So you've been relatively lucky in that department. That's actually,
yeah, I guess
like, I would prefer that as opposed to the experiences that I've had. Just like the worst date story is like, oh, we're just really not compatible. Like that's just it.
Like, yeah. That's nice. That's kind of how I am too. Like it's just. Either it was there or it wasn't. That's about
it.
Oh,
I was saying like I have not experienced that easy of a time.
Oh,
like, so I'm like envious of your success in that. Like the worst date story was like, oh, it was we didn't click. She was annoyed by what I was talking about. We won't go out again.
Yeah,
like, that's
fine. I mean, to me though, that was like a huge like, wow, you're a bitch. But
dog, you have no idea what bad is when it comes to dates.
Oh yeah, I mean, I can tell now. But for me, that's the worst it got.
Yeah, Joe's date story, by the way, was the most G-rated thing I've ever heard. It was with his now fiance. They had a slight misunderstanding. They had a successful discussion about their relationship, and it led to them being stronger as a couple. That was his worst date story.
Wow.
See, I feel like if your bad date story is something you could put on a cover letter for employment, like, this is how I overcame adversity, then it's not that bad. Like, that's pretty fine.
But a different bad date story.
I think you've been going on too long, Joe. I think we should move on.
Well, it's just like one sentence.
Okay.
I was hooking up with a girl and her roommate walked in. And
that's not bad.
No, it wasn't.
There's
like,
only two outcomes of that are going to happen. One of them is this awkward. Another one is they join in. I mean, it's...
She did not join in. Unfortunately, she did not join in.
I think everyone thought that.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that wouldn't be a bad date story. That'd be a fun ending to that.
Oh, I should have pushed for that.
I feel like if it was anyone but Joe, I would say, yeah. I feel like, I don't know if you could have pulled that off.
Was her roommate Weber Cooks?
Yes.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What was he doing in that Nick of the Woods? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, he was just like...
He was just like, what? Oh, he's just like, hello, Wildcats. Sad music starts playing in the background. I think Chris is trying to talk, but I see his blip, but it's not.
Oh, yeah. Chris, you said you had that number for us, right?
So, $53.05912378.16.
That's good enough, Chris. Thank you.
That's actually an interesting thing, though. You're making $53 an hour forever for 4,300 years.
That comes out to $2 billion. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's some quick maths.
That's an awfully long contract.
Yeah, by the way, Chuck, are you familiar with Big Shaq?
Big Shaq, bun's not hot.
I don't think so.
Oh,
is that different from regular Shaq?
It is, yeah. Big Shaq is this rapper from the UK who does a song called Man's Not Hot, in which the song is basically about how he never gets hot and he doesn't want to take off his jacket. Oh, apparently Roborob has a remix of Man's Not Hot.
I fucking believe it.
Do you really, Rob?
I think Roborob can vouch for the fact that since he's done a remix of it, that he probably appreciates the source material, and I'm not that far off in my recommendation that you check it out.
Yeah. So sounds like it.
Yeah.
Check it out now.
Yeah. Men's Not Hot remix by Crayon Droids. I'm gonna check that out once we're done with the episode. That's great.
Rob, I hope you know that we're gonna be changing all your social media to Duck Penis Expert.
Yeah, that's your new name.
So get used to it.
You can just give me the password when we're done. That should be fine. What?
Yeah, just
I feel like
give
we
us
were
your...
talking about something and then we got really off track and then we got off track of that and that we actually had something important to talk about.
I don't think so. I think we're caught up.
Ohan. How's Red Dead going?
It is fantastic.
Can you describe?
So I think the game is a little too realistic for my taste, but it's still a core element of the game that like I really enjoy. Like, you know, like when you shoot somebody and you kill them, their bodies don't disappear. They decay over time.
Ah.
So like if you raise your bounty up, like start killing people, even if you die, you have to go to the post office and pay off your bounty or else you'll have that bounty on you forever and people will keep hunting you.
I got a little secret for you though. Ohan, if you die, you don't actually have to pay that off. Like, they're just saying that to trick you.
Oh.
Like, is in the game, do you, like, if you die, you just respawn?
You spawn back to camp or last checkpoint or whatever it was.
Oh, I thought they just really cucked you into paying for stuff even though you already did. Okay, that makes sense.
Like, apparently south of the border, I'm wanted dead or alive. I don't know what I did, but...
That's just true in real life, too. Like, that's
also the horse penis in the game retracts in cold weather and extends on hot weather.
I feel like that's one of those features where it's like, all right, I can see why they would do that, but they really didn't need to. They could have skipped that one. That would have been okay.
Rockstar is known for detail, though. I got a new smartphone.
Ah, is it? Oh, is it the Asus ROG phone?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell Chuck what that is?
The Asus ROG phone?
Yeah.
The best phone on the market. Or at least one of the best phones on the market.
Why? They're like, what's its deal?
It's a gaming phone. So it has 3D vapor chamber. So, you know, you can, the phone will stay cool no matter what. It's got you can go to 60 hertz or a 90 hertz display, which is the refresh rate.
I mean, you say no matter what. Someone drops this phone into lava.
Yeah, it's cold. That's actually the feature. Yeah.
Yeah. It actually, the lava actually, like, cold, you know, gets cold and hardens around
it. It activates it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's lava activated cooling. Yeah.
So you throw this phone into the sun. It's going to stay cool, is what you're telling me?
He does that every day. Yeah.
Will burn out.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
We'll all die, so don't do that.
Oh, man.
I won't.
But it still would stay
looking
cold.
At you.
Don't worry, I won't do it.
One of the most useless
His
features.
His name's Ohan, not Elon.
I'm talking about Elon Musk.
I wish my net worth was $10 billion. Okay.
It's not.
Also,
why are you on the show then, Ohan?
If it's not, if your net worth, if your net worth is below $10 billion, we have to kick you off the call.
Yes, sorry.
Are you going to cut my audio?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're going to go back and retroactively edit you out of every episode you've ever been in, and also edit the social media so that you've all never made an appearance.
You know what? Screw it.
Yeah, he's muted now.
Well, there's a solution, and Duck Penis Expert brought it up. Essentially,
just kidding. By the way,
no,
he's back on. I didn't.
You
want
may
to
have
me.
Muted me, but I still recorded it on Audacity. So,
well, he's not going to include it. I did that before. He muted me, and I still talked, and it didn't make it in.
Yeah, because that ruins the joke.
Ohan,
yeah.
If you need $10 billion, then you could just be a duck for a little over 20,000 years.
21,500 years.
You know what? I'm at this point, I'm down to be a duck for whatever, but having no memory of it.
Good job, Chuck. You convinced him. That's good.
I didn't
anyway,
really
so
try.
Ohan's been salivating over this gamer phone for a couple weeks. Oh. This is like hit Christmas for him right now. So I'm actually like happy for him.
Can you do more of those sounds, Ohan? I feel like we don't have enough to insert in that moment.
Okay, I muted him again.
Damn, I was going to start doing it too.
I'm glad that the podcast did not devolve into like a bunch of people doing the Homer Simpson thing where they're like, donuts. Oh, yeah. Glad we didn't go down that route.
Donuts.
All right.
Funny thing is, I'm going to make a YouTube video and you're going to comment saying, we just talked about this on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Ohan has a habit of bringing things up on the podcast that he has already made a video about, so it's like he's cheating by like already having content prepared for the show.
That's not necessarily true. It's literally what's on my mind.
It's smart.
Like, I'm probably gonna make a YouTube video about this phone.
Yeah.
So, like, and its glory.
I think you should be respectful to the guest and make a video about Chuck Nunn and how it was a pleasant conversation with him.
Also,
dude, just
I was
have stripper nuns.
Yeah.
I was going to make a YouTube video about how, you know, how we're trying to colonize Mars, but
I'm not.
So you know how the internet, like when it first came out and
the
it was
internet.
Yeah.
In like 79.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like free, you know, you had free reign over it. You know,
could
you got Rick
possibly know that you weren't even alive.
So you get Rick rolled like every 10 seconds.
It's
right?
Only 72 though.
All right, let's kind of wind things down. By the way, we've been going for what, like an hour and a half or so. I want to make sure that Chuck has time to live the rest of his life
as a
duck. Yeah, the next 4,300 years at least. Chuck, let's give you a second here to mention if people wanted to find you. How could they check you out on social media, on, you know, your SoundCloud and such?
Yeah, pretty much everything either / or at Chuck Nunn. So that's on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch. I don't know if I said SoundCloud.
Do you have a Patreon or anything like that? Or
no, I'm working on that soon, but no. Everything so far is just the ones that I mentioned.
Okay, so his official Patreon is patreon.com/T1podcast. You can go go ahead and be a patron to him there. That's fine. Just that one.
Yeah, the Instagram is at T1 Podcast. Yeah, so follow him. Follow him there. No, and but, comment okay, on
check
his
out,
stuff.
Check out Chuck Nunn. Just Chuck Nunn, all one word, on all major platforms. You can check out his music. Be get ready, get hyped for a collaboration he's actually doing with Robo Rob. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
His official DJ name.
Yes, Robo Rob.
Do you go by Robo Robert?
No, it's.
I think it's Robo Rob, like you said.
It's just Robo Rob. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be getting around to that in the nearish future, I guess. I have no idea. I don't know his life.
Yes, sir. Within the next few months.
This has been yet another episode of the first podcast. If you want to find us on social media, our links are all under our link tree, which, Joe, can you go ahead and spell that out for us?
linktr.ee/T1podcast.
That is correct, sir. And if you want to check out Ohan's channel, he's actually Ohan Gazarian, the famous YouTuber, Twitch streamer, and he does some other stuff too, I guess. Where can they find you, buddy?
Well, my primary source is Ohan Gazarian on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I gotta change that. I think Gazarian's a little too
hard. You should
hard.
Just change it to Ohan.
Just Ohan? Yeah. I mean, there's a few, but yeah. I think that one.
Well, they can also find you at patreon.com/T1podcast if they want to donate and check out your stuff in the future. Ohan, you're going to make a new video that you said, right?
Yeah.
Oh, today or?
Yes. No. Okay. I'm sleepy.
If you want, I can put a link to that, because this will take a few days to get out a post anyway, because I already have the Elder Scrolls VJ episode to edit. That's kind of all I got. I mean, I could keep going, but I want to make sure everyone has the time they need to succeed. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Or, Ohan, it was your turn to start the show. Can you go ahead and end it, unless Kirsten Collins has any words?
Kirsten? No?
Okay, go ahead.
What do you want me to say?
Say thanks for joining us on the Duck Penis Podcast.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the Duck Penis Podcast.
No, can
this
you
is
actually
Ohan
like
signing out?
This is Ohan signing out on. Okay, hold on.
Can you?
This is Ohan signing out on the first podcast.
Thank you for joining us on the first podcast. My name is Lars.
Thank you for joining us on the first podcast.
We don't all have to say that
Lars.
Thank you for joining us on the first podcast.
Thanks for joining us on the Duck Penis Podcast. My name's Joe. I'm